Thank you.
Audio quality suffering as a result.
Yeah.
Regame it?
Sure.
Hey, Tori.
Hi, Tori.
Guys, how are we doing today?
Outstanding.
Like a farmer in the field?
We're city boys. We don't know about that.
That's what my history teacher used to always say. You guys are outstanding like a farmer in the field. Go ahead.
What you got for us on Zach Gallen?
So Zach Gallen is going to be pushed back to the New York Mets series. and it was just a freak household accident where he just pinched his finger, his thumb in a cupboard. It was in a electrical box. So I think it was spring loaded, got him, just pinched a portion of his pad and his thumb, and he's healing day by day. And we feel like it's something that we're going to push back and as far as we can to let that thing heal so it doesn't bother him the whole year. And I don't think it will, no matter what. I feel like you could pitch right now, but we just want to be extra sure that that skin is healed up and taken care of.
So have you decided which day in New York yet or no?
We're mulling that over right now. To be as transparent as possible, and right now we're thinking about Davies Gallen. So I'll keep you posted when that officially comes up.
Do you have an update on Luke's MRI?
I do. So it is a mild flexor pronator strain. So I brought my piece of paper in here so I didn't get that wrong. So we feel like with Luke speaking up, we dodged a potential bullet, and there's going to be a period of time down for him. We don't know how long it'll be, but I think there's rest involved for the next several days.
When he went to warm up that first night, mm-hmm. He looked like he was having a tough time getting loose.
Yeah.
And then he kind of left the pen area and then came back out and threw again, and then was brought into the game.
Right.
Was he discussing that at all during the warm-ups, during the bullpen warm-ups?
I don't think he was. I just think it was a new feature to him warming up, coming out of the bullpen. He's been a starter his whole life. So mm-hmm. I know he and Mike Fetters had been talking about a routine. They were examining it, getting after it, doing it. And then, if I can remember correctly, Luke was getting ready to come into the game. The final batter was the starting pitcher got the final batter out that inning, so Luke went and reloaded and threw some more before he came in for the start of the clean inning. But yeah, nothing popped up. Nothing was on our radar. Nothing was even on his radar, I don't think, until the following day.
It was something I kind of wanted to ask you that night, but there mm-hmm. were other things going on.
Yeah.
It seemed a little strange to have Luke first man up in the pen mm-hmm. when, you know, Mad Bum was on the verge of getting blown out of the inning, mm-hmm. and he needed to get hot and ready so fast.
Right.
I honestly thought that was a curious choice not to go with a more experienced short reliever that can get hot quick.
We had given him a couple batters. We knew that the timing might be a little off for him, but we wanted to get him up into the game without thinking much about it and just start firing his bullets. We thought that would be a pretty good remedy for his first time out, but we would never put him in the game if he wasn't 100% ready to go. With Bum's situation, the inning kept escalating. It wasn't anything that we were projecting. To be honest with you, we needed two innings from that reliever, and that's the reason why Luke was the choice. It did seem a little unconventional. I totally agree. He was going to be put in a tight situation for his first outing, but I believe in just kind of shocking the system and getting it out of the way and doing it as soon as possible and seeing what we got. But we needed multiple innings from that guy. So it was either going to be he, Castellanos, or Martin. And I just felt like Luke was as good opportunity as any for him to get going.
Where the bats have been struggling the first couple games of the season. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to put your finger on some of the factors or reasons why?
Who's that, Zach?
No, the bats.
Oh, the bats. No. I mean, we sit down and I talk to any coaches every night after the game, and I think we're getting to that very pivotal pitch in the at bat, and at times our youthfulness or our anxiousness, depending on the type of hitter it is, will show up. And we need to keep waiting out the at bat and continue to be stubborn to the pitch that we're looking for. A 3-1 pitch at the big league level, the pitcher still feels like he's one pitch away from making a quality pitch and getting the out. I just think we have to avoid that trap feeling from a hitting standpoint. You know when you've trapped the pitcher and he's going to have to pay. I still think we just need to be stubborn to the pitch that we're looking for. One positive is, you know, we're seeing a lot of balls and strikes, I think we're surveying the strike zone. We're seeing a lot of balls and surveying the strike zone very, very well, and we've been drawing some walks. So we're creating some run scoring opportunities. We just haven't been able to capitalize on it. I think the next step is for us to start to square up the baseball.
So collectively, your team is hitting 129, probably one of the lowest averages in baseball at this point. Does that concern you at all?
Well, of course it does. You know, I want us to smash the baseball at all times, but I just know that's not going to happen. So I don't think that'll continue. I want us to make sure that we're still swinging strikes and taking the balls throughout the course of the entire at-bat, and we'll be okay. But, yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We're hitting what we're hitting. I'm not happy with that at all. But our on-base percentage is been very satisfying for me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So Luke's down for a number of days. Are we talking probably weeks before we see him again?
Would
you imagine? Without getting
into I don't know how long it's going to be. I think he's probably 7 to 10 days no throw. I think that's where we're at right now, if I can remember correctly. I had to read my notes there. Yeah.
Is Caleb going to get another start?
We're talking about everything under the sun. Like I said the other day, we haven't quite got there yet.
What can you tell us the thinking behind the roster move?
So first of all, Yonny Hernandez joins us. We're still learning about him. We know that he came in here last year with the Rangers and had a pretty productive series. Those that know him have told me that he's a very good baseball player, high baseball IQ, understands what his role is on inside of a lineup, quality defender. With Drew, I just felt like he was playing very good defense, and those are the things that we were asking, but offensively, he was mechanically making some mistakes. Just wasn't having the great results that I'm sure that he wanted. And before he dug himself into a giant hole, I figured just to go have him go down, get those mechanics right, and get on a little bit of a run. And at that point, anything can happen. This is a tough level to figure some things out and make some adjustments. So we felt like it was the safest bet for him to get moving in a very, very positive direction.
A number of your guys have used the PitchCom so far. What's the feedback that you've heard on it?
Very good, very good. So I think it's getting more and more popular inside of this industry. I know for us, it started off with one or two guys with about a week to go in spring training, and then it kind of caught fire. Just about everybody's using it. There are some that are not. We are not forcing that upon them. We're still using the pocket cards in those situations, but it's a very different way to get signs between the pitcher and catcher, and the infielders have the earpieces, or they can hear the signs as well. So I think it's speeding up the game. It's very crisp. I think it's between 10 to 12 seconds before the next pitch is delivered. So the pace of the game is improved. I know everybody likes that on the field. The pitchers seem to like it, and I feel like it's a very good decision this industry has made.
It seems like the hitters have to be aware pretty quickly.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of batters call timeout, right? Heads are down, timeout, and that guy's already coming at you. So I think it's the pitchers are getting the ball and going, for sure. There's still some newness to it. We're not perfect with it. We have some things that we're still working out. And, I'm just hoping that Major League Baseball would consider putting earpieces or a receiver in everybody's hat. I know there's a limit to who can have it right now, but it's becoming very popular on this team.
Are most guys using it at all times or just with the guy on the line?
Always with the guy on second. Some are using it at all times.
Carson, tough righty today, day after night tomorrow against the lefty.
Yeah, I was matching it up that way. They had to split it up one way or the other. I felt like I'd put Carson in a really good situation tomorrow against the lefty. Jose's a switch hitter. He can go either side, but I like the way Bum and Jose worked in spring training, and I just want to see another look at that as well.
What are you thinking for a role for Hernandez?
A little bit of second base, a little bit of third base, Surge is going to get a little bit more opportunity. I know that most of them were going to Drew at this point, but I think there'll be a nice little split between those guys. Nick Ahmed is beginning mostly all baseball activity. He's in a good spot. BP on the field off coach pitch. Let's see here.
Luplow
is coach pitch in the cage, yet to get on the field, but I think that'll be the transition he makes this week. Rojas is going to begin his baseball and swing activity. So everybody's getting pushed out to the next level right now.
So Nick's throwing.
Nick is throwing, yes. Yes, he is. That's all I got, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dory. All right.
How's it going?